Señor presidente, representantes de las
Chairman, representative of countries, civil society, over the last 5 years, in the CCW, we have seen a better understanding of the questions and challenges facing the international community with laws. ICRAC is in favor of a general consensus to maintain meaningful human control over these systems, especially the critical functions of selection and target acquisition. For this reason, we believe that it's high time to establish binding legal mechanisms that will put restrictions on the use of these weapons, focusing on the role of human beings in critical decisions. During the participation in the work of these conventions, we have seen many scientific books and articles that identify three types of risks. First, these types of weapons cannot guarantee compliance with international humanitarian law. We do not give a blank check to future technologies. With the growing commercialization of artificial intelligence, indeed, we are seeing a great innovation to the benefits of humankind. But also, we have seen that there are many, many problems that are appearing in this context, for example, with facial recognitions that may have dramatic consequences in cases of hostilities. Now, this, in light of these scientific and technological advantage, we cannot go back to the starting point where technologies that underlie these technologies are not under controls, and also focus on this critical selection of targets. Second, the moral and ethical questions. No machine, no computer algorithm can recognize a human being as such, as something that this carries life and rights. A machine without intuition, without ethics, without morality, cannot understand what it means to be in a state of war and what it means to terminate a human life. The decisions related to human lives should be taken by human beings and not in an arbitrary manner to be justified. So we cannot agree to the fact that humans develop computer programs with the objective that in the end will replace human decisions. The responsibility for the deployment of lethal force should be the minimum foundations in our moral considerations of these issues. What is also necessary is the recognition of human beings, their dignity, and thinking on the value of human lives and the use of force. Thirdly, laws represent a great threat to international security. This leaves a situation of an open door to the use of force in military conflicts, and we're concerned that existing control mechanisms do not have double security, and they function as switches that can be disconnected, and the interaction of unpredictable algorithms with unpredictable results will increase instability during conflicts. In addition, the development and use of laws in a unilateral manner by different states will create incentives for their proliferation, including their use by actors that are not responsible under existing legal frameworks for the use of force. We have to put an end to the arms race. ICRAC and other organizations involved in the Stop Killer Robots campaign, we urge the international community to lay down the foundation for an international instrument that has as its objective to prevent legally these weapons based on the principle of precaution. Thank you.